Ray Foley on Today FM.
So a bit of a funny one for you guys, a bit of a sticky situation. You were supposed to tell me I'm wrong this afternoon, but we got our dates mixed up and turns out Karen's away. So we've got the emails, you might read them anyway. And I've just seen a famous face walking past the window. Well, a single famous face that's usually part of a pair. So we might try and ask them to come in and do Tell Me I'm Wrong next. Am I wrong? I just saw one. I don't know if it's Jed or Ward walk past, but one of Jedward just walked past. You're over there now, are you?
I'm right here. Hello. How are you doing?
This is your microphone.
What's the crack?
How are you doing, lad?
Are you well?
I'm grand. How are you, man?
Ah, sure, fly.
Good afternoon. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. It's Wednesday afternoon. And there's Jedward in the house. And he's the hair done and everything. I just saw him walking past. Did you see that? I don't know if it was a mirage or something.
Or a memory.
I saw, what is it? 2000 and, I'm going to say 10.
Next. 11? Flashback.
2011 maybe?
Thereabouts.
I just saw Jedward walk past the window. Just one of them. Or it could have been the same one walking. It could have been two different ones, but at different times. I didn't see them together. And we were supposed to be doing Tell Me I'm Wrong this afternoon. But we've been scuppered by Madam's holiday plans. So why don't we get Jedward in to do Tell Me I'm Wrong?
Two advice uncles.
Could get it be in done? Here.
Oh my
get
God,
in
hang
here.
On.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys
oh
and girls.
My God.
They're outside the door right now as they make the win. The one and only Jedward.
Yes, some people, there's a conspiracy going around, there's only one of us.
We've lived a lot of life, Ray. I can't believe we're here to now solve other people's issues and problems.
How are you? Wait, hang on, let me get the
name. I'm happy to see that you're in a great place.
So Ray, you are looking great. Honestly, the hair, skin, you're glowing.
I've always been in a terrible place.
JP obviously hasn't aged a day either.
You're on radio where you're at best. Yes, John.
John Edward.
Edward, we are so happy to help everyone with their problems.
Yeah, well,
and their dilemmas.
I have a problem, and it's that little fella in the middle there.
You know what? Yeah. Things can't be perfect. Just take him as he is.
Yeah. You know
thank
what?
You
I've been trying
so
to change him for years, yeah. And he just won't take
he
the
He looks
hints.
Like a blue raspberry.
He does.
Pop him in your Akaya bowl in the morning.
Because he's got the blue top on, but his face is so red. Mm. Like he's got a high collar, doesn't
he? Red. You're a bit more red, I think, Ray.
Do you think so?
It's the red light, actually, live on air, reflecting off your face. That's what it is.
How are you guys?
We're doing all right. We've done a few radio interviews today.
I'm in a light. A light-hearted, easy place with Christmas around the corner.
For everyone that knows, the hair is still up and quiffing.
But sometimes it's not. I've seen you on social life.
Oh, we have fluffy hair in personal life.
I had stubble like you this morning. I said, you know, I'm going to shave. Why not?
It's good to have stubble for the sensations.
But look at the chest hair.
You've got... do you want to compare?
Your chest hair. My chest hair is there.
Wow.
I've got more than
I've been growing it since birth. It keeps me warm in the winter months.
If me and Ray got in the ring, I don't know if you'd last a few rounds with me. Imagine if I was doing the boxing for...
You would kick my ass. You'd destroy me.
I'd give you a hug and say, no, nothing personal.
Because we're lovers, not fighters.
Yes.
We did Movember last month. Have you guys ever done Movember or grown in the mustache?
I just don't think I have the face for a mustache. I feel like...
I don't have the face for a mustache. But just for charity, like...
If we all did it together, I feel like we could support each other through that Movember.
I dye mine pink or red or glitter.
My armpits are pretty solid.
Yeah, okay. Is there an armpit Vember that we can...
I think there should be.
Do you know what? Because we've got it anyway. Why don't we
just... Yeah, you're just like, hey, there it is.
Where do you live now?
Well, we're in London right now, so we flew in especially for you, Ray. We literally had to
wake up
this morning.
I live in everyone's heart and dreams, and they're like, there's the lads now.
That's true, though. How old are you now? What age are you?
We're 33.
I'm not going to lie, right? There was the whole X Factor thing, and...
You're 17.
What, you were 17 then?
Yeah, getting going, yeah.
What year was that?
That was 2009. It's in the history books now.
Most of our audience now was just born then, or a few years back.
So we have lived a major life. Like, it's been over 15 years, but it's great that we're still doing our
definitely
thing.
Definitely trailblazers. Like, even these, like, university shows and everything, we do meeting them all. They're like, I'm the reason the way I am because of you guys.
But we know we're getting old because I keep hurting myself. I fractured my ankle
I'm worried about Ed. Or, like, next thing, he needs to get... We need to get him in maybe a vest or
I've
something.
Had appendicitis. I've had a broken knee. I've had... Everything happens to me and not happens to John.
Stuff does happen to me, but I probably bounce back and don't make a big hoo-ha.
But we start taking glucosamine, calcium. We're on the vitamins.
Because you have to look after yourself as well sometimes. Sometimes you can put a lot of people in front of you.
At your age,
I might actually get some Invisalign or maybe straighten my two front teeth out a little bit and see what happens.
Is he overworking? Is that what it is? What are you breaking? Are you just coming down with sicknesses or what?
I think it's because I just shake too much. I bring too much to the stage, but I'm in a good place now.
I think he participates too much in the rush hour. That's what it is. Just avoid the rush hour moment and say, you know what? I'll give myself 5 minutes, get the next, you know, tube, train, whatever it is.
I was going to say, how many years ago then? Do the maths, sorry.
15, 16. It's nearly as long as when we first started.
And you're still going.
Yeah.
That has to be credited with.
The thing is,
it's just pure, like, oh my God, like, you're dynamos. You have thrown yourselves into this and you're still making a living out of it.
A lot of people think we are TikTokers now. They don't even know us from X Factor. They just aren't so people know us.
We're like Ricky Gervais. Ricky Gervais had a music career back in the day and no one even knows that.
We're thinking of becoming comedians like Ricky Gervais at 37 because we have so much live stories.
Maybe we'll do a whole live podcast. Maybe we'll start comedy and have a good laugh.
I'd say you've got stories to tell. You just need to sit down and write it.
Yeah, and elaborate.
Because like
with too many stories, we need to get a lawyer, or solicitor sitting there saying, "Are we all right?"
Jesus,
to say that?
Yeah, absolutely. Like get a legal. You need a full time legal team.
The
just
future's bright
the
anyway. We'll get on. I'm sure but everyone.
It is good because times have changed. Because like pop stars and entertainment industry, everyone has a better understanding of it all. So we all
did.
Do
you
go
watch that boy band documentary?
Oh, that was mental. When it kind of broke my heart to see all those boy bands and what they'd been through. Because fair enough, me and John have had success, but a lot of them had bigger hits in the place that they're in. But
we do know people that have been in boy bands, but I feel like people that should put boy bands together should people that have lived the life. It shouldn't be just some random man that wants to get a few lads together.
Because there is a lot of dodgy contracts. Like I remember when we first started, someone wanted to own our brand, Jedward, for 15 years. They wanted to own our likeness, so you couldn't even like have a silhouette
of
you.
So you can really sign your life away and then absolutely people can absolutely exploit it to the max. So we never signed those dodgy contracts to get that.
So sometimes it's better to have less success and be in a better place or have more success and be in a bad place. Personally and business wise,
yeah. You were on the same one as Mary Byrne and
I think that was after us.
It was a few years later. We were the year before One Direction.
Oh, before 1D, and yes. then all of that as well. Jesus, yeah. I suppose watching that documentary, particularly because like, the documentary is focused on
but Ray,
Take That and Five and all them, and then you'd be watching that constantly, thinking of. Particularly given that Liam Payne died, you're thinking about that whole lifestyle.
Absolute, what a loss. I just feel like your mental health and where you are as a person function is the most important thing. Like even when I like bump into Lewis Capaldi or bump into, every time I see them I'm like a support dog, I just make sure they're in an alright place, because I feel like sometimes it depends on the people that are around you who are going to really check in on you and actually have some real conversation, not just like get on with it, just be on your way.
You see, you're also in the fortunate position of being in this world, regardless of your position in the world, you've been working the entire time, all these years. But you do have each other.
Yeah.
Unlike other scenarios.
Well, we do have our moments where, like, I'd be pushing Edward like a running coach, like, John, leave me alone, I'll get away. I'm like, John, I'm like Edward, I'm coming from a good place.
The thing that happened is my phone got stolen recently, and I usually deal with all the business, emails, ordering Ubers, everything, and now that my phone doesn't have all these apps, I'm like, John, you need to like.
His phone's my phone. Like literally, I could have had all sorts.
You've just given up all control to him.
Literally, it was on my phone. Like, thank God I don't have all. Anyway,
careful,
it's fine.
Family show.
Yeah, I don't. But anyway, it's grand. I let him help him out.
But it is a lot of pressure trying to keep the whole show going. Because fair enough, you can't always be the hottest thing. But I think it's the thing that's nice that people know us as people. So beyond our music and everything we do on. Professionally as Jed, where people still have good interest for us as people, so.
Oh yeah, that's it, definitely. I know, I feel like that. It's not like I'm going out and, I don't know, doing the downloads or ticking the dock or whatever, but I have a genuine sort of affinity for you guys. It's just two Irish kids that went over there and just threw yourselves wholeheartedly into it and then still have the joy to do it and still engage genuinely. Yeah.
I do want to keep growing. It's not like I know it all or anything, like even just putting songs together and just going, you know what, I'm going to get over this hurdle and this kind of mind F and just be on the other side of it and go, wow, I'm on my way now doing this in most functioning independent way and ways.
Yeah. So you've got a Christmas song out.
Yes, it's called Love Miss. It's sharing the love this Christmas. It's all original, but John made it on a guitar, got it all made.
I just never thought that we'd be coming back with a Christmas song, because it was like the 60th song that we'd written. We'd written so much, like Lighters in the Air, all-time classic sounding Irish music, Save the Music Irish same songs.
I feel if you want.
And then I was like, let's start a Christmas song, because we were at Gemma for our birthday, Gemma Collins. And she was like, John, you know what? These songs are all, well, I love them, they're great and they've got good feels, but this one has a Christmas vibe to it. Let's get this Christmas Christmas song on the way.
But it is
mid-October.
It's a sing song. It's got a dance to it as well. So we want everyone to make their TikToks. It's pretty basic. You can do JP, like an L-O-V-E. Uh-oh. It's you and me.
Because to the core, Christmas is all about love. And I think it's just about having a song you can sing with your kids and sing with your family.
But isn't that really what your thing has always been? About positivity and joy, no?
Yeah,
doesn't that tie in perfectly with Christmas?
Yeah, but I feel like us and Christmas go well together. I'm surprised we haven't had one up to this point. But then I learned there recently that like, Dave or something written like 5 songs back in the day for us. I'm like, I never even heard these songs, Dave. I'm like, let's
Dave Moore wrote songs for you?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm sure you wrote one on the side, Ray, about like having a party or something. Who knows?
I can't even write my own name. John, yeah. Or John.
I can teach you how to do your autograph. Ed Sheeran likes it as well.
It likes the song.
We sent it to him. Yeah, like he was encouraging us to write some more songs. I feel like he gave us the push that we needed to get better at writing songs.
I feel like Oasis reunited this year, and then we kind of got back together for that Christmas single, John, didn't we? Got it. Tell everyone we're live.
You completely overshadowed the Oasis reunion.
It definitely is like back in the people aren't even thinking about that anymore. They're just thinking about us, you know, John.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We bought the brotherly love. But it's mental, the ticket prices now, and just the whole thing. Access codes, the access code. Like, you know, we're still charging only 25 quid to come and see us.
So maybe 30 at max.
So when you've been going like 17 years now, or that long, your fans would have been, he's reaching for the guitar. By the way, that's Dave Moore's guitar in the studio.
It's not plugged in.
I have never, it's an electric guitar. Do you know, I wouldn't have a breeze. Nowhere to begin. Sorry, go on.
They're the chords for Love, Miss. Anyway, we can't really hear it, John, but...
But bring it a bit closer, bring it a bit closer. It's very low, is it?
Teenage Joe Fags. That's a bit out of tune.
There's another couple of guitars there.
Anyway, why we're talking about tune, Oasis, because in the song we say we're reunited once again, like Oasis singing Wonderwall. So at Christmas time, all the family members get back together. You have that one, you haven't seen in forever. But I think Christmas is a good time because you can just message anybody and there's no reason for it. You just go, Happy Christmas.
Yeah, chance to reach out.
It's good to reconnect. Like, I feel like all the listeners, like if there's someone in your life that, you know, we can't all be the main characters. You know, on your line, you read like social media posts, like, oh, if that person really cared, they'd reach out. Like, someone's got to be the bigger person and reach out and go, you know what? I'm gonna see how you're getting on.
Hang on, you guys were on an ad where you're giving out to each other.
Gas ad. Always just register gas and starter, guys.
It's all about
tongue. It just rolls off the tongue. There's an ad where you guys are fine with each other, and I was like, I'm not having this. It's so out of character.
The thing about it is, that's not even our house.
I styled his hair for that advert. I made sure it was looking right for him.
They put like Gerard merchandise and paintings all over the place.
It was a big budget ad.
Are we doing Tell Me I'm Wrong?
Well, yes. Colette's in Wexford. She's been in touch. She says, Jedward, the answer to all the country's problems. Cannot wait to hear this, she says.
A week after the election. You arrived a week late.
We didn't get to vote. I know the elections were on. I know they're trying to work it out, make a formation.
You know what? Right now we're in the situation we're in, but there is always room for change. So let's all be optimistic for the future. Take a breath and realise it's those little things that don't be worried about the bigger picture.
Sometimes coalition with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael?
Well, Jed,
I'm not promoting any party until I officially am in politics.
Have they reached out to you yet?
We have had some of them reach out to us. I've had prime ministers and everyone reach out to me in the UK and Ireland, everyone.
But I think everyone as people and the morale, the community is the most important thing.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing.
Can we do... I tell you what the most important thing is, doing the bit. It's Tell Me I'm Wrong, and it's where people email in and ask for advice. Generally, we do it on Tuesdays. But we're going to actually look at it all over the shop. So emails. So we're going to ask Jedward for their...
Let's see what we're dealing with here.
Okay, which one am I going for? The
I can't. We're not professionals, but we'll try our best.
Yeah, seek legal advice or proper advice.
This is what we say every week. We say the same thing every week. We're just like, listen, what do we know? But this is only what we feel. And what we do is we do a kind of a judge. We all kind of vote together.
I'm feeling like Joe Duffy now.
We do the Christmas one, JP, or do you want to do the Christmas one?
I say do the Christmas one, because, you know, Christmas single, Christmas
one. You know what, JP? Yeah. Let's let JP choose.
The countdown to Christmas is on.
JP's a producer.
JP is a face of Today FM. Like, look at that face.
Is a budding Ray-Bans model coming soon.
He's got like blue eyes like Saoirse Ronan.
Guys, this is serious stuff. Hey, Rain Gang. I can't be the only... So here we go, ready?
Listen, guys, come on.
I can't be the only person in Ireland whose Christmas goes like this, and I've had enough of it. Every year, myself and my siblings celebrate Christmas Day at my dad's house. He's an older gentleman, so we do the decorating for him a few days before Christmas. I say we, but actually every year since my brothers and sisters had children of their own, it falls to me, the only one without kids, to put up the tree, the lights and the crib. I love Christmas, but it's a lot of work. The rest of them rock up last minute on Christmas Day and get to enjoy everything that I've done
on my own. They use the excuse that they have family, they have their own families to look after and don't have the time.
It's always the way.
Sometimes they'll even have the cheek to complain that I haven't decorated the tree the right way.
You know what?
They've taken me for granted for too long. So this year, I'm not going to bother and I don't care if it ruins Christmas Day. Tell me I'm wrong. We're looking for your texts and your WhatsApps on this. 0874 100 102. The gist is, does it say if it's female, male or female?
No idea.
I think you need to be number one Wait a second.
What we do, we ask people to text in their opinions.
Okay.
We take a song and then we all come back and judge and we decide if they're wrong or not, okay?
Let's solve this problem. Solve this issue.
0874 100 102. This person's siblings, we're guessing it's at least two other siblings.
The Christmas saviour angel who saves Christmas every year. Let's figure this out for them because right now it's very stressful. So get your texts in and let us know so we can solve it together.
What he said. 0874 100 102.
Baby, when the lights go out.
By the way, we're here with
Jedward. Here to give you some advice.
And fill your Christmas stocking.
We got JP in the house. Every five songs sounds the same. And that's okay.
Jedward are here, by the way.
Celebration.
A celebration of Jedward. And a celebration of life and a celebration of Christmas.
Honestly, and a celebration of Christmas.
Let's have a look at these texts. So tell me I'm wrong. We're not going to get two of these on. The boys need to be gone by 20.
I'll be here till the end of the time.
We've only got a few more minutes to harness the mind.
Let's get to it, JP. Enough yabble over there.
Apologies.
Enough JP with the yabble yabble.
He must have gotten trouble back in the day.
Is this the JP show, is it?
Yeah, JP. This is Ray Foley's show.
I am John Paul.
Yeah, that's your real name, yeah.
I could be a referee in between the 2 years. I'll put bets on JP, though. Come on, cheers, let's get these problems.
So you're going to beat the crap out of me. Yeah. You're going to hug me.
You wouldn't do it. You should just hug each other until it was... It's all love in here in the studio.
Here's the email. It's Christmas. Basically, this person said that their adult siblings since they've had kids, they don't do the decorations at dad's house. They've even completed, and it's all left to the sibling.
Very, very stressful. A lot of pressure. So we're ready for the advice, listeners. We're ready.
Emma says, are they doing it for the siblings or the father? If the father is happy with it, that's all that matters, from Emma.
Probably can't see the tree.
What?
The father probably can't see the tree. Just squints his eyes. He knows it's there.
He's blind. I mean, he's elderly.
He can touch you.
John says, that person needs to cop on. They're being a big baby.
Being a baby, the other siblings. I think they're being the biggest babies.
They're just saying they're busy and they have their own kids.
Yeah, everyone's busy.
I think there's an element, we'll come back to it. Michelle says, are you five? What about your dad enjoying the lights? Like, I don't necessarily want to spend the day cooking, but that's life. Grow up a little. Where's the Christmas spirit for Michelle? Dion, have her siblings bring the kids over and get them to help out. Get it sorted fast. Oh, the old get the kids to do it trick. I've been doing that for the last 12 years. Involved.
And then they could all do it together and it wouldn't be such a big, huge responsibility.
Yeah. Anne's there as well. Voice note. Say hi to Anne, Jedward.
Hello, Anne. I hope you're well.
Hi. I can totally sympathise with that. I took it to be a girl in relation to those Christmas decorations.
That's wild, Anne, because I when I was reading it, I was thinking this is a fella. It's where we all think we're all the stars of our own movies, aren't we?
But you have to remember that it's for her father. And she should kind of think...
It's for dad.
Don't think you're doing it for all the others that are gaining. Just think that you're doing it for your dad. You'd be happy about that.
There's so much focus on that. I think as well, though, that let's get into our judgments. My feeling on it is... communication. It always comes down to get in touch with the other siblings and go, here, there's a bit much.
But in a calm way. Don't come at them with the aggression. Just be like, you know what? It's all getting a bit much for me. Maybe one of us can chip in or give a second. Have a drink.
I think make the group fam WhatsApp and just put the message in there and let them all to it.
Yeah. It's all getting a bit much. It's been a tough year and I'd love your input because you all seem to be very opinionated about the results and I'd love some of your input.
Is one of you lazier than the other?
Well, me and John both have visions sometimes.
I put the lights on the Christmas tree this year. Last year I put them on the wrong way and I was like, John, it's going to have to be...
I did most of the decoration on the tree.
But I keep adding to it. It definitely is a team effort.
You know what our new thing is? Like putting the fairy light inside the bauble and then the bauble flashes. Spicing up the decorations to the lights.
Sure the decorations
and then the lights become the decorations glow.
Do you have a, would you have a row over something like that?
Oh, it's no,
like,
we do have rows if John's, we just get her in check, kind of get stuff rolling.
But I feel like Edda doesn't take on board my advice and we had the same fight 100 times.
Really? Go on, tell us about the last one then.
I don't know, just like...
the last big one, where you didn't talk for a couple of days after.
You know, we go to the studio, we've written a song and there's a verse that Edda's got to sing and he pulls up and he doesn't know the
words. No, I don't want work stuff. I want like I want just the stupid brothers fighting with each other.
I don't know, maybe I'd like Edda to give me like a bit of push and go, maybe be my...
I think when I hurt my ankle, I had to like use my crutches. I have to have John to help me.
He was treating me like I was a professional carer.
But
I couldn't
walk.
I was trying my best. I was doing everything I could. At one stage, I was like, "Ah, my Jesus, John, you don't need." And he was like, "Yeah, you do."
Gemma Collins got me a wheelchair, which only lasted for 2 days, probably because John couldn't wheel me around.
I was wheeling you around,
and then I had to go on Amazon and find a scooter that I could.
All I can say is I'm happy his feet, his legs are functioning now.
I never thought at 33 I'd be online googling like scooters to get around.
Definitely. The scooter with the knee support is the one.
I don't mean to laugh at your misfortune, John or Edward. I apologise.
My crutch around, I formed this new chest. I went from like a, I don't know what the A and the B cups and everything work out, but I went up a cup.
You beefed up.
Like my chest was like,
I put hurling grips on his crutches.
Yeah,
that's love.
He made like nice.
It was love. It's always love.
I was getting calluses on my hands.
He interprets my love and good intentions for like, stop chasing me down, John. I'm fine.
No, but especially with like doors and stuff, like heating. John usually has doors open and I'm like
It's like, why is every light in the house
he
on?
He loses the keys.
So you lose keys.
He
loses keys because he puts them in pockets that clearly don't have the support.
The other night John put the keys inside a plant that was full of water and I was like,
Stop revealing the place we're putting our keys at.
Because people are going to break into our house while we're over in Dublin. Come here, so when you have a row like that then, do you clear it up quite quickly?
Yeah.
Or could it come to, have you ever fist fought?
No, we just have a cup of tea and we'll just kind of wrap it up. We're like, you know what? Let's agree to disagree. Let's until next time.
See, that's what we're...
Yeah, we never got that physical.
This is what I'm getting at, though. Communication is key.
Talk
to your other siblings and say, or even try and turn it into a positive, like that texter suggested. I forgot about the other person's problem.
Definitely, Ray.
We're just airing Jedward's dirty laundry on
air. Sometimes it's like, you go interpreting it wrong when you think someone's coming at you, but you're actually not. You're just kind of laying down some help.
Yeah, so talk, but don't start it as a row. JP?
Yeah, I would say you have to give them a heads up that that's what you're going to do this Christmas. You can't just hit the nuclear button and not put up the decorations without telling them first. If that's so much of but if it's so much of a downer for them, they will chip in. And yeah, you're right, they'll bring over their kids and put them to use and get them to do the crib, the tree.
Yeah, rather than showing up and none of it being done. Yeah. That's designed for a row. Designed to go turn one nuclear.
I think just making it a family thing. Like, let's all get involved. Come on, kids. Where
an event.
And they're going like, I place
sometimes
my
decoration. Sometimes talks too high and I'll be like, John, whisper, because he listens to headphones and songs loads of times where he talks
too loudly.
He walks loud and I'll be like, John, that person heard you, like, talk louder.
I want to play your Christmas song, boys.
Oh my God, you're going to play it? This is literally our life. I can't believe it's going to be on Ray Foley's show.
Tell us about it's called Lovemus.
Yeah, Lovemus, an all-inclusive Christmas song. It's all about sharing the love. It's got some references of this year. It's all original, the music. We made it ourselves. It's a bop. It's a tune.
Okay.
It's for you, JP and Ray.
In Santa's favourite, and obviously it's going
to
be the
listener's
favourite.
I want people to get engaged to this song. Send it to your loved one. It's literally like a pick-me-up, break the ice.
And everyone on TikTok loves it.
I need to let you go. Apparently somebody else wants you.
I know we're leaving, but we're always in your heart.
Oh, you're always right here.
We are.
First, next time you're in town, I want you straight in here to me.
Thank you, Ray.
I want to check in on you, all right?
Yes,
all right.
Thank you, Ray. I'll hold you to that.
I need to take an ad break, and then right after the ad break, your song is on, okay?
Amazing.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's Jedward.
Ray Foley on Today FM.